Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie, Bluey and Jars. Weekdays from 6.
Click Keno from only $1 a game. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the new edition of Triple M's Rush Hour for 2020. And it's great to have you on board. And we welcome in a new decade, a new show for 2020 here on the Triple M's, and a new recruit. Yes, the boy from SA country town, Midlington. He's the first draft pick. I welcome Bernie Vince to our brand new show for 2020. Hello, Bernie, and welcome.
Hello, Jars. I'd just like to clear one thing up, though. I'm from Stansbury, not Midlington.
You just said you were born in country town Midlington.
You are Midlington, now you're going with. So you said, where was I born? And I said, Midlington. That doesn't mean I'm from there. But anyway, we won't dwell on that.
No, we'll
move on. I was like a kid going to school for the first time today.
You were nervous today.
I'm pacing around. I've got the putter. I've had 150 putts.
You're here live in town.
I've got the nerves. I've got a few butterflies, which I'm quite enjoying.
Welcome, mate. Welcome.
Thank you, mate.
Congratulations.
Very happy to be here. It's always good to see you.
A new time slot for us and our family.
New time slot, yep. And the family driving home. I see the traffic just starting to build up out there, Jars. It's going to get dark, you know.
What are you going to bring to the table for 2020?
Well, I just think I'll probably try and be honest as I can with you, which is tough. Sometimes I've got to tell a little white lie
with you.
But I think we're going to be passionate. We'll bring some passion. We love our state.
Well, we love
everything Adelaide. So I want us to win everything. Basketball, cricket, football. I want us to win everything. But that's probably been a little bit greedy.
Mate, we're going to be live, hour and a half. That's where they've put us this year.
You'll need some no-dos probably. I've got to kick you under the table every now and then to keep you awake.
What are no-dos?
No-dos, that's your... You know, you have them before you play footy. Nah, caffeine tablets.
I don't need any of that kind of stuff, Ben.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Your guts wouldn't handle it. You've got all that weird sort of stuff going on with yourself.
Right, who's going to join us on our first show for this year?
Well, we thought, why not get the ex-skipper, Texan. We're going to get him on, which he reckons he's been training. Okay. He reckons he's fitter. He's, you know, everyone reckons
all
they're
the
fitter.
They
run PBs.
Coach,
he's lost weight. He's playing. He reckons he's going to play up the ground. There's only one position that man can play.
Yeah.
And that's in the goal square.
Kids.
Yep. The kids, the draftees are looking good.
And by mid-year,
coach is good. We all love him.
Finish bottom six.
No, they won't do that. They won't do that, Jars. They won't. And I'm excited about Port this year, Jars. I think they could be the surprise packet. Okay. I can see him shooting. We'll get that a bit later. Sorry, mate. I always want to punch everything out, you know.
Got to talk about your performance on the weekend for Stansbury Cricket Club. So we need to address that.
Yes,
you've got a bit of mail on me about some jobs that...
I have. I've been speaking to Maz too, which you do not know about, which you should be worried.
We'll discuss
that. You should be worried.
And we'll discuss anything that's going to come over the table, right, Bern?
Which could be anything.
But let's get underway, mate. Let's just get this baby underway. And I've got a little surprise for AC/DC fans after 6.
Oh, looking forward to that.
Great news. Great news, Bern.
Oh, you're excited.
I love my music. And Sean Craig Murphy, the radio icon that you are, welcome.
Thanks, mate. I'm on the rookie draft, but happy to be back here with you guys, okay? Bernie and Jars.
Yeah.
It's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie and Jars. Bernie is Bernie Vince. Jars, of course, the legend. Andrew Charman on 104.7 Triple M.
Thank you, Sean. Bern, let's talk about the Big Bash League.
Yes.
All right, let's just have a bit of a chat. We both love our cricket. Very passionate about our cricket.
I love it.
All right, you had a bit of a hit over the weekend, as I said at the start of the show. Now, I've been watching the strikers carefully, but also the whole competition. Bern.
Yes.
And my observations at the moment, it's lost its appeal.
Yes. But I hate to say that because I'm, as we know, a cricket fan. I love cricket, but I've found myself not even watching the Big Bash now. And it used to be so entertaining, you know. You go along and I just think maybe they've gone a bit too hard. Too many games.
It's greed. Cricket Australia have got greedy.
Is it a money-making thing?
Fox and Channel 7 put in about $1.5 billion for the rights for 6 years for the Big Bash.
Yeah, right.
Mate, average crowds just over 20,000 per game so far.
Yeah.
Right, Bern?
Yep.
Right? Just over for BBL 9.
Yep. Too many games.
I'll compare this. Big Bash 5 averaged 29,000 fans per game.
Yep.
Right? Big Bash 6... Right, average 30,000 fans per game.
That was the sweet spot that year.
They're the numbers.
Yep.
Right now, that is they're alarm bells for me.
Big
this is alarm bells for Cricket Australia. And the double headers.
The double headers need to go. I don't even know it's on sometimes. You accidentally flick over and there's the strikers playing and I've missed them batting. Because the game starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I see what they're trying to do.
So what are they trying to do?
Well, they're trying to get more games in, more money, more crowds. But it's having the adverse effect, isn't it?
The summer sports program is full as.
Yep.
It's congested. It is too much now.
Yep.
We haven't even started the Women's Surf Footy League yet.
Nah,
that's just around the corner. Everyone wants a bit of that pie. There's not much pie left.
You can't. Well, why don't everyone just take a piece? I know when you eat pie, you go for the whole thing
at
once.
Well, I do. I like
the pie.
You're
a bit like the Big Bash.
But, Boone, why don't we go back to 8 games?
Oh, I'd love that.
When it first started.
And you know what? You pencil in when they're playing. You set an alarm
play
on your phone.
Night.
You go to half the games. I haven't even thought about going this year because there's just too many.
And the lack of consistency with the rosters and the teams.
Yeah.
You don't know who's in. You don't know who's out.
Yeah, well, and then there's international
duties. And then the fly-ins for 4 or 5 games.
Yeah.
Well, AB de Villiers and old Steindog.
Well, Steindog, he came in the flash in the pan. Well, yeah, even less, I think. But Rashid Khan. He's heading back before the finals.
Without him,
how can you play a whole season?
He's been the superstar of this competition.
He's saved the Strikers.
And saved the competition.
He has.
He's worth his weight in gold, that superstar.
Certainly is. He's a star, isn't he?
Well, I just said that.
Well, yeah, well done. Well, you did say that.
So,
but I'm saying, how do you play a season? You make the finals with Rashid Khan, then all of a sudden you get to the finals,
and he's
him
gone.
And his mates head off home, and then it's B-graders.
Well, there you go, because the program's too long.
Yeah, too long.
The program's too long. So,
who's
playing tonight?
Don't know.
There you go.
Don't know.
Back in the day, we knew exactly who were playing, what time
to
start.
Do it.
All right, so you're saying, yes, it's lost its appeal.
It has lost its appeal.
The fans have voted. If they're averaging just under 20,000 average per game so far, that is alarm bells for me.
Alarm bells. I used to love getting along to the Big Bash games. Now I don't even really think about going.
Well, I'm telling you right now, on the Twitter family, we've had a couple of family members pipe in at 5:30. What's your opinion of the season's Big Bash so far? Nathan G. Welcome, Nath. Too many duds filling squads. Hear, hear.
Ooh.
Hear,
that's
hear.
A whack.
There is some average players playing in the Big Bash.
Yeah, there is.
Average, Boone.
Average.
And old Simon Cantley said too many double headers. Tick.
Yeah, well, we've covered them, both of them.
So
the family's with us, Jazz. They're with us.
I'm with you. And don't start me on the black socks and black boots.
Oh, the black boots. That's,
don't start me.
I'm with you. For some reason, I've agreed with everything you've said so far, which is the biggest surprise.
It's good.
But those black, you know what, playing for Stanley on the weekend, we just discussed this. We were texting during the... before the weekend, and I'm like, I cannot have black boots, especially when you're wearing whites.
Yep.
I go out to play for Stansbury, and three of our blokes are wearing black shoes, Charles. Black shoes.
Who's the dingbat that come up with a yellow cap?
Oh, don't.
And they have
to swap it halfway through an innings.
And the timeout.
Oh,
what about the umpires
basketball.
Going to his wrist and going, okay. Time out. What a waste.
What about that umpire that went to give it out one day and then he scratched his lip?
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M.
I don't feel well.
Jars is having a coughing fit. Jars with Bernie on Triple M. Tex is coming up after 6. Taylor Walker, he's a loose unit now that he doesn't have the captaincy. He'll be joining Jars and Bernie, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Hey, Bernd, on the weekend you played cricket for your beloved Stansbury Cricket Club.
Yes.
How'd you go, mate?
I won't say I lost the game for us, but I certainly didn't help us win.
Mm. So you lost by one run?
One wicket.
Who against?
We played Sunbury. And pretty good side. They got very good top order, and they just got they got the upper hand on us, mate. They were too good.
Your first game for
it is
for
my
the
first
summer?
Was my first bat for 12 months.
Where do you bat?
I batted 4 on the weekend.
What'd you make?
I made 21, I think.
And what happened?
Just got a good ball that just went away a bit, and I probably went a bit aggressive at it. Just starting to get going.
Did you get caught behind, mate? Do you know who the guy that bowled you out?
No.
What do you mean, though?
Well,
did
I don't,
you show any respect to the bowler?
I did. I said, well bowled. He gave it a bit when he got me out.
Well,
he was quite happy to get me.
Okay.
He didn't send me off, but he's very happy.
Mm. And if you're a nicker, you normally walk?
Yeah, I'll nick
you,
and
you
walk.
Don't worry about
I don't do that.
You
well, you in that sort of grade, there's you umpire yourself. So you don't want to nick one and stand there. And if they didn't hear it, give it not out. And then you get called a cheat, which you're used to.
Now, listen, I got the lad that got you. On the phone from the Sunbury Cricket Club.
Yeah.
Sean Newbold is his name. G'day, Sean. Welcome.
Newey.
G'day. How you going?
Good, mate. describe what the feeling was like when you took the prize wicket of Bernie Vince, who just swaggered in the town and thought he could make 100 against you blokes.
Oh, mate, it felt unreal. It was blooming good.
Blooming good.
So what was the attitude like, to Bernie, towards yourself, taking a beautiful wicket there, Shawnee boy?
Oh, he didn't say much, just went off quietly, so that was good.
Yeah, the umpire probably wasn't even going to give it out. That's what I said at the start of the show, Jars, to bring honesty to cricket, to this show.
Was that your best ball you bowled, Sean?
Oh, well, yeah, pretty well.
Was he arrogant?
Oh, no, not too bad.
Oh, hang on.
He was a bit arrogant.
Oh, hey! Come on. In what way? Ooh. Don't just listen to Jars. He's setting you up here.
Nah, well, why would you play a pull shot to the ball I already bowled to you, mate?
Yes. Well, I won't be doing it again. I think I'm going to show a little bit more respect next time we play him, Jars. And you've set him up. You're trying to lead. This is what... This is what people do. You're trying to lead him into saying something.
Sean. Mate, congratulations. And the boys, what a wonderful win against the Stansbury Cricket Club, who normally win premierships after premierships.
Oh, yeah, it's blooming good.
How'd you boys celebrate? Did you have a few cans back at the Sunbury Cricket Club? Or?
No, we just didn't do much. Just went down the pub, really.
Good. Nice. Well, congratulations, mate, and well done. It's a beautiful delivery, and he had no idea how to play you, mate.
Oh, no ruddy clue. Oh,
come on.
Bamboozled you.
Well done, Sean.
Bamboozled me, he said. He did, though.
What about Sean's lingo? Oh,
his language.
I like it.
Yeah. It's very PG, wasn't it? Very PG.
Blooming. Blooming. Got it run a few times.
Bernie and Jars, the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour, Bernie and Jars, Bernie Vince and Jars is Andrew Charman. The Rush Hour now on between 5:30 and 7, and right after the news at 6, Tex Walker, Taylor Walker. Jars, you sorted yourself out your first question.
Well, yeah. I'm going to ask Tex, Bern and family, if he's responsible for the sacking of 6 Crows coaches.
Oh, has he been there for 6
We've been there for 7.
He's
because we've lost, you know, the great Phil Walsh.
Well, let's hope it's not 8.
So I'm going to ask him that question.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to ask him about? The cricket coming up, because
the T20.
Yeah, he's playing on the 2nd of Feb, I think. Here, he thinks he's a cricketer and he's no good. I think he thinks he's even going to captain and open the bowling. No. And I don't know if he couldn't catch a cold, Tex.
Yes, thanks for sticking around. We're here till 7 o'clock tonight. It's our first show. My new partner in crime, Bernie Vince from South Australian country region, and much loved. And a bit of a larrikin, aren't you, young man?
Well, I learnt from the best.
No, you haven't.
Look at you.
No, you haven't. Honestly.
So what have we got? We've got Tex coming up. We're going to speak to the skipper about his cricket abilities. I'm going to ask him because he thinks he's a lot better than what he is.
And pre-season, the boys have been tracking under new
coach. We'll ask him that Nicky. Second because cricket's more important at the moment, cricket season. Mm-hmm. What else are we going to do? We're going to talk about the McGregor fight.
Yeah, nice.
That lasted about as long as you.
40 seconds.
40 seconds. And what else we got? Nothing else.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to talk about Brody Grundy deal.
Yeah.
7 years.
And didn't I tell you off air that you were going to have a chat?
Oh, yeah. I've set you up because you just tried to set me up then too with ringing the bloke that got me out.
Yeah.
And you tried to get him to say I was arrogant and all that stuff,
which he didn't
get sucked into, which I was pretty happy. Mm-hmm. So I've been speaking to Maz and I've got something for you. And you're in big trouble.
And you're bleeding.
I know. You've clipped me.
You're bleeding.
Me. That's why I'm not listening.
You're showing some claret.
Yeah. You've clipped me.
No.
I've got a little scratch here on my chin and I'll just knock the scab off. Sorry, mate. But
is it a scratch or a pimple?
What is it?
Because you are like about 19
You're
years
tired
old.
Then.
Scratch.
Yeah, you run down.
No, I'm not. I've gone through that. I've had Bell's palsy the other day.
Well, we'll talk about that during the week. Great news for us rock and roll fans. AC/DC are set to tour Australia later this year, and this has come out there this morning with Eddie Maguire. Great mail.
Wow.
Brian Johnson's back and Phil Rudd. Back on stage together, the whole team.
We'll have to go. Can we go together, Jazz?
Well, we don't know if they're playing in Adelaide. Let's just hold our powder. But
well, they will,
great
surely.
News. Great news.
Huge.
The boys
huge.
Are back.
Well, let's go. Wherever they are, let's go together.
Oh, here we go. I'm going to put a song on.
I want to see you dance. I want to dance with you.
No, not yet.
You used to dance back in the Happy Days, didn't you? The old Havelock?
My place, the disco.
My place, okay.
And joppies.
Imagine him on the dance floor. Oh, yeah.
Bernie and Jazz, Rush Hour, Triple M.
All right, Bern, let's catch up. with a favourite son and much loved here at Triple M and the Adelaide Crows, the former Adelaide Crows captain, Tex Walker, joins us on our first show for 2020. Welcome, Tex, and thank you for your time.
Oh, how good is it? I love hearing Jars and Bernie. It's bloody good to be on. How are you, boys?
Very good, thanks, mate. We're going well so far. No stuff ups yet, Jars.
Not too bad.
Which is a surprise for you. Yeah. Tell me what the feeling's like down the footy club, mate. Obviously, a lot of changes in the off season, on and off the field. What's it like down there?
No, it's been pretty good, Bernard. Obviously, when there is change in businesses in footy clubs, it creates some opportunities, and we've certainly seen some kids take their opportunities over pre-season, which has been very pleasing, and it's a very, very enjoyable place currently.
You speak of the young kids. Tell us about Fisher McCasey. I spent a bit of time with him after he got drafted. He looks a good player. And Ned McHenry.
You spent a bit of time with him. What'd you do?
I actually suited him up. I dressed him. He's just a little bit rough around the edges.
Well, what do you mean dressed him? What'd you dress him for?
I went over there to Salmon Co. Oh, right, and right. I dressed the top 10 draft picks, Jars. I'm surprised they didn't ask you to do that job, but you don't really know fashion that well, so that's probably why they targeted me. But anyway, back to footy, mate. Tell me about those boys, because obviously high draft picks and a lot of talk about them.
No, they've all slotted in really well so far. Fisher McCasey has shown some real class on the track. Joshy Worrell's been awesome. Lockie Gollant's been awesome as well, albeit he's got spaghetti arms.
He's like me.
And Harry Schomburg has been awesome as well. So we've definitely injected some young guys into the group, and they've been outstanding so far, along with the boys that we moved over from Ben Crocker from Collingwood and Ben Keys from Brisbane.
Tex, I was looking at a stat the other night. How many coaches have you played under at the Adelaide Crows since you've been there as a player?
Yes, so I just drove past.
Who?
No, I didn't drive. I'm not driving and talking. I just saw Tim Vince. He drove past me.
There you go. You're joking. Farmer right. Tim.
Can you answer the question? Good.
Sorry, boys, I just got a bit distracted.
Yeah.
This is my seventh coach.
Your seventh coach.
Seventh.
So how many have been sacked, bar Phil Walsh, God bless his soul?
Oh, I don't know. What a silly question.
No,
it's
not. Six.
Oh, really?
And you've been there all of them, for all of them.
Good start, Giles. Good reading.
So what's Matty Nitsch going to bring to this group, knowing that it's had some changes? And hopefully he won't be sacked in 2 years.
Nah, look, Jars, he's been awesome so far. His relationships with blokes has been awesome. He's got a real hardness about him, and he's teaching us some really awesome things, especially in our defence. So the boys have been really responsive to his philosophies and ideas coming in. So hopefully we can play some really good footy this year.
I want to talk about you for a sec, Tex, which I know you enjoy doing. But the captaincy, has that been a weight off the shoulders? And also, I hear a little rumour you want to play up the ground. Is that just all talk, or have you lost a bit of weight to do that, or what's happening?
Yeah, well, definitely it's a conversation I'm going to have to pick up again with Nixie.
Well, he's forgotten, has he?
He's got no idea what nothing to do with it.
He had a little giggle when I first mentioned it, but it's been awesome. It's obviously, with captaincy, there's things that you have to do a little bit extra, but you know what? I'm sure that whoever goes into that role will pick the slack up, and I just wanted to enjoy a little bit more family time. Obviously, the little man is growing, and I wanted to be a father that can be around my little man and be around my kids. So
how is fatherhood going, mate? What's been the biggest struggle so far?
Well, Hugo's already nominated me for Dad of the Year, so
lovely.
I told you he likes talking about himself.
Tex, congratulations to the two respective footy clubs, Port Adelaide and Adelaide Crows, playing the T20 charity match for our bushfire appeal. It's a wonderful concept, and no doubt we'll get a massive crowd. Can you just explain a couple of things, captaincy-wise, of the cricket side, and yourself as a cricketer? How would you describe yourself, knowing that Bernie Vince did say off the record that you can't play cricket? You're pretty well basically useless with a cricket ball and a bat.
I beg your pardon. Do you want me to hang up the phone now?
I'm only going by what Bernie said off air.
That's a stitch up.
Bernie's been known to talk a little bit of garbage.
You've thrown me under the bus there.
Will you captain the side?
No, I will not captain the side. Tom Lynch has already taken that. So right he'll, he's done that. He picked the team as well, which was awesome. A few boys a bit disappointed that they missed out. Yeah.
Where am I batting?
We'd better have a conversation off air, Bernard.
I might have to have a conversation about playing a bit higher up the ground.
Ben, we're not in.
Oh, no.
If I was you, I'd ring Tom Lynch. He was the captain and chairman of selectors. But I'll give you a couple of stats, Jazz.
Yep.
We played a few 2020s, two before Christmas and one post-Christmas.
Yep.
And I was leading wicket taker, so I'm pretty deadly with the ball.
Okay.
And cow corners me shot, so that's about it.
I've seen it. You know, I went and watched Tex playing a T20 one night, and the big crowd there, everyone's come to watch Tex. There's this spinner not spinning him at all.
No.
And what does Tex do? First ball, castle down. Duck. Everyone's come to watch
you.
See you,
Tex.
And then I did some damage with the ball after that, didn't I,
Bernard? The car park did a bit of damage to the ball.
Well done. Look forward to raising some much-needed funds. And before we let you go, the Crows are launching their 20 season at a free family-friendly event on Tuesday, January the 21st. What's going on there?
Tomorrow.
You mean our 2020 season?
Yeah, yes. That's it.
Good start. Yeah. The Crows are launching their 20 season.
I thought I'd just let that go. I just said we haven't made many mistakes
first show
yet.
Back. Come on.
Bang.
First show back tomorrow.
Yes, we've got our fanfare at the showgrounds.
Right, you are.
Showgrounds.
Yep.
So we're looking forward to that at 4:30. All the boys and girls will be there, the players, I mean. So certainly come along and let's kick the season off with a great day at the showgrounds tomorrow.
Okay. Beautiful.
Well done, Tex.
Good
and
luck.
Thanks for joining us, mate. We'll get you on a bit more this year, I think. Plenty of entertainment there. And actually, we might have a summary of how he goes in the cricket jars. Because I don't think it'll take too long to summarise how he goes.
This is my first and last time I'm coming on this show.
See you, mate.
See how we love
there
you.
He is. Tex Walker, former Adelaide Crows captain. You said he can't play
cricket. He can't.
He basically...
I'm glad you threw cricket in after that.
Oh, you wouldn't have liked that.
Pause. Triple M's Rush Hour. Now I'm between 5:30 and 7, Monday to Friday, with Bernie Vince and Andrew Jarman. Bernie and Jars here on Triple M.
Now, Bern, yes. I had 7 weeks off.
Yes.
Okay. And you've somehow found some messages from my wife, Marion Denise Jarman.
You left the studio and went to the toilet before.
Yeah.
Or earlier today.
I had jobs to do over the summer.
Yeah, so you've had 7 weeks off.
Correct.
And what jobs did you have to do in that time?
Well, I've completed the ones that I thought were priority.
Well, I spoke to Maz.
Oh, did you now?
I did. And she reckons you spent more time at Bunnings looking for, I don't know what you're doing there.
That's a dagger to the heart.
Than you did actually at home and
that's a dagger.
Or doing jobs.
It's just uncalled for, Marion.
Well, what were you getting at Bunnings?
Well, I got a drill.
What, don't you own drill?
I've never had a drill.
You've never owned a drill?
I've never had a drill. But my lovely son gave me a voucher from my birthday, and I went in there and got a drill.
Okay, well,
bloody excited.
This is what Maz told me to tell you.
Oh, so Maz is already sending you messages.
Yes.
What's she say?
Maybe you should donate that voucher. In your 7 weeks, you did 2 jobs. Why are you at Bunnings again?
Oh, no.
Why are you at Bunnings again? What were you going to drill?
Well, I just wanted to find some screws to play with.
And she said, you got a little bit arky or narky about
well,
this.
Well, I did.
So you've thought, you know, I'll compile a list of things, of jobs I've done.
Yes,
so you
I
thought
did.
You did more
I,
than two.
I did, actually.
So this is what, I don't know whether these classify
as jobs. Don't tell me she
jobs.
Sent you my list.
You've said this. Andrew Newton Jarman.
No.
Mopped floors countless times and you've ticked it. Like, countless times. How many times is that? Countless. Outside top and bottom touch-up paint.
Oh, yes.
Tick.
Yes.
Painted deck not only once, but twice.
Yep.
So you've ticked it twice.
Yep.
Cleaned around double doors. Touch-up
yep.
paint
Tough
inside
gig.
Lounge. Tick.
Tick.
Keep front yard neat and mowed once a week.
Tick.
Did windows top to bottom when the weather was friendly. Now you're talking about friendly weather. What is going on? Tidy up back gate. Like, the list just goes on and on. What about this one? This is a job. These are your jobs, remember, listeners. Had heart checked and picked up horrible virus with not once one bit of sympathy. That's not a job. And you've ticked it. That's your health. Yeah, but that's not a job.
Well, health issues.
That's you. Yeah, but you said you're never sick, by the way, the other day. And then you've not only have you ticked all those jobs that aren't jobs, this is how you finished it. You've clipped her on the way out. Compare that to a lot of other husbands and partners. You've done very, very well with my 7 weeks holiday with a red face emoji. That's not a job, Jahaz. You should be doing that anyway.
She said I did 4 jobs in 7 weeks.
In 7 weeks. Jahaz, you need... You need to get off your backside.
She shouldn't have sent you that information. That was between
us. She should have. No.
Honestly, I'm embarrassed.
You should be. You're embarrassing, mate.
I've got another 4 pages.
You don't even own a drill.
I've got another 4 pages to go yet.
What man doesn't have a drill?
I'm this bloke. Now, Bern, you had one job to do this morning. One job.
Don't you start me on jobs. You did 2 jobs in 7 weeks, Charles.
Well, this is what didn't happen this morning on our brekkie show.
Brew, what would be the most important thing when you start a new job, do you think?
Oh, you'd want to be punctual, wouldn't you?
Probably turn up.
Yeah, that'd turn be a start up. Very important.
On your first day.
Up.
So, Bernie Vince, we've been trying to ring him all morning after he promised that he would come on our show this morning.
What, to promote his show?
Promote his new show that starts this afternoon at 5:30.
Yeah.
So anyway, Bernie, if you're listening, if you could ring in at some stage, we'd appreciate it.
Right. Has he been hanging around Jars too long?
My favourite bit of that was the last bit.
Nice one, Rupert. They're all laughing about you. But did you hear them all laughing in the background? Yeah. Why didn't you get up? Well, what happened?
Well, you know what? I was one out with Harvey this weekend. I gave Abby a weekend off, went back to Stansbury.
Nice.
So I had a few dad duties this morning. I thought I'd whip up there, change his nappy. It was a bit dirtier than what I thought. So when I come back, I had a couple of missed calls, but they played it up a little bit. I spoke to Alice. I was on the line to Alice when they were talking about that.
Promote our show, new show.
Yeah, well, I did. I promoted it.
And was your phone quality up to standard?
Well, see, not really. Go. But what am I going to buy a new phone? Or?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Why
didn't you do it?
They didn't ask me.
Well, for good
you're
reason,
you're the
probably.
New star of this show. You're the star.
Am I? Thank you.
Hey. Take that. Shawnee.
Star we're talking about is Bernie Vince, of course. Bernie and Jars.
Love this song.
In that order?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
I danced to this at the Hackney.
Nice deflection. Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Jars has just revealed that he's been flaying his hands like a deranged windmill back in the day at the Hackney to that song there from A Flock of Seagulls.
Loved it. Loved it.
I didn't love the thought in my head that I was picturing.
That's when it was nightclubs were up and about. Mm. You were a big superstar back in your day. Where were you used to have your disco ball going?
Disco ball. No, I was more 90s and noughties. But yeah, Players, Lenny's, all those sort of players, Planet, all
Joppies.
That sort of stuff. Yeah, Joppies. Joppies. It's the Rush Hour, by the way. Brand new Rush Hour. Bernie and Jars between 5:30 and 7 right here on Triple M.
Conor McGregor. Did you watch the fight?
I didn't watch the fight, but I saw the replay and that was the whole fight.
Go again, mate.
Oh, a big shot to start this off. Oh, Donald's nose is already bleeding.
What is that?
It might
is
be from the shoulder. Yes.
Oh! Kicks up McGregor!
Donald's covering up.
Oh, this is going to be it.
Team's going to stop it. That's it.
Right. Well, she was all over pretty quick.
40 seconds.
You'd be used
to
that.
40 seconds. Done.
41 seconds it was. And you know what you have to pay to watch?
$55. I want my
you know
money
what
back.
That is? It's $1.30 a
I
second.
I want my money back.
$1.30 a second. Did you pay for it and watch it, did you?
I didn't know.
Well, how are you going to get your money back if you didn't pay for it?
Was this fight rigged?
Well, there's been a bit of chat, a few murmurs.
Surely.
That it's all about show.
Donald Cowboy got $200,000 for the fight compared to Conor McGregor who picked up $3 million purse.
See, that's unfair. They're both there doing the same thing.
He's just a plant. That's all it is, just to keep him in for the next fight.
Well, the thing I like about McGregor is an entertainer. Yes. And I don't think there's enough sportsmen in the world that put themselves out there like that. And it's all about show. So I love it.
Here he is post-fight.
You know, I like this weight division. I feel really good. It's good going up and down. God willing, I came out of here unscathed. I'm in shape. I don't believe I'm there yet, though. You know, I just got work to do to get back to where I was. So I'm going to party tonight, celebrate, spend time with my family, and then get back in the gym and train. And any one of these little melty fools can get it. I'm back and I'm ready. Look at that fool in his blading house coat, this stupid tick.
He's back.
He's calling him out.
He went quiet. He's back now.
He's back. I think it's his first fight in 15 months.
Why don't we see more of that in AFL footballers after a game? No, let him go.
You get whacked. You get whacked. If they play bad the next week. If they get whacked. If they play bad the next week, they will get whacked for that.
Brilliant.
But I love it. I want to see more of it. Don't get me wrong. I love it.
Now, question I want to ask you. If you could fight one person in the cage, who would it be? And don't say me. Just have a...
Well, I wouldn't mind taking
no,
you.
It wouldn't last long.
It would be less than the McGregor
seconds,
fight.
Our fight would be 10 seconds.
Well, you're backing
You'd
yourself
be all
in.
Over.
Well, it wouldn't last
right.
past 10
who
seconds.
Who would you take on? It's a brutal sport.
I would take...
Brutal.
Well, Brenton Sanderson, maybe. He got rid of me.
Oh, of course. Nice. Mm. You can't let that go, can
you? Probably beat me, though. That's
you
the only thing.
You cannot let that go.
No, I can't.
Brenton Sanderson. Wow.
Well, who's yours, Malcolm Blight?
Saturday night, do or die game for the 36ers. And it's at the Entertainment Centre against the Brisbane Bullets. And we've got some tickets to give away. Buy them at Ticketek.com and you can win them right now. 133353 here at Triple M.
It'd be a good game too against the Bullets.
Looking forward to
Joey
it.
Joey and the boys.
Yep.
They're up and about.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
Well, they're not in the top five.
Not yet. Not yet. They will be, though, when we knock them off. Adelaide Entertainment Centre, getting great crowds too. Mm.
We should go along, Jazz.
Well,
we want to start. I want to do some things with you. I want to be your friend.
Okay, mate.
I'm going on Saturday. Any of you two want to come with me?
I'll give this week a miss.
What? Bernie and Jars. Jars is Andrew Jarman. Bernie Vince, of course. The Rush Hour between 5.30 and 7 on Triple M. Bernie and Jars. Bernie Vince, Andrew Jarman. Rush Hour between 5.30 and 7 here on Triple M.
So last night, Jars, we're talking a bit of cricket earlier.
Yep.
Australia, India.
Mm.
I'll flick it over. And what do I see? Steve Smith involved in another run out.
Oh, no.
No, the non-striker then is the opportunity. The keep that cool. Chahal does. Aaron Finch was down for the single. Smith said no. Smith said yes. Finch says, sorry, I've got to go. You don't normally see that reaction from Finch, but it was there.
I'd be so disappointed. This is a massive moment in the game.
He does that too much, Steve Smith. He's involved in too many runouts.
I'd
and what's the number one
stat.
Rule?
Yeah.
Don't run out your captain.
And call early.
Call, don't say yes, no, yes, oh, sorry. But he does that too often. And that started our downfall. You know what? Labuschagne should have been run out for two as well.
Mm.
They dropped the ball at the stumps. That could have been.
Yeah, he could have had two.
Just starting to get going. And then that's what creates collapses. But we ended up making 286, but they passed it easily. Good on Steve Smith. Did make 100, though. But Rohit Sharma made 100 as well for them. And they did it pretty easily in the end, India.
Well, one by
won
seven wickets, 15 balls remaining. Yeah, 2-1. So, but we look, no Maxwell.
Why isn't he in the side?
He had that time off for mental health.
Yeah, but he's not having time off now.
No, he's not. He's destroying
him in the Big Bash. But that's why the Stars are sitting well clear on top, because he's a freak.
Ashton Turner's not up to it. I'm sorry.
He's the best fielder we've got.
I know he is.
He bats. He
scares
you.
Yeah.
He's intimidating for opposition.
So what happens to Steve Smith?
Why is he not over there?
What does the captain do to Steve Smith for running me out? What's the penalty?
Well, you've...
Most clubs have a penalty if you get run out, don't they?
Well,
fines.
Yeah, well,
collect the cones, pack the bag.
If you run out, you're captain.
Yeah, what is it?
You've got to wear your jocks on the outside of your whites on the way home for the rest of the night. You wear your jocks on the outside, Jars, because then the people go, why are you wearing your jocks on the outside? And you have to tell them why.
Honestly.
I ran my captain out today.
He'd be a nightmare.
He's so fidgety. And yes, no, no, yes, yes, wait on.
So what do you do when you play?
Well, say wait. And see if it's going to get through the field first.
Right. And then.
Or if I think it's there, say yes. I don't change my line four times.
No. You don't.
Oh, I hit me pad. He hit his pad. Yes, no. Wait, pulls his helmet. But there's a flip, runs around. It was unbelievable.
Finch's reaction. I've never seen a bloke.
You know why? Because he just started to get going. I know he only made 19, but he just hit a couple of bouncing big six down the ground.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, here we go. Smith and Finch. And then all of a sudden, what do? Throw it away.
In my 30 years of cricket, I've never, ever ran out of teammate, ever.
That's a lie.
I'm serious.
That's a lie.
Look
if you've
family, I've never ran out of teammate.
If you've played cricket with Andrew Jarman and he's ran you out, please
never.
Let me know.
Never.
And I'm going to get him on. You did it to me. I'm getting him on.
That's going to go on social media platforms everywhere, you know. That comment of yours.
I've never, I'm
he
serious.
Would've.
I take pride in looking after my teammate down the other end.
You are a little economical with the truth, though, occasionally, aren't you?
Economical, that's a loose term.
Bernie and Jars, it's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Triple M's Rush Hour with Bernie Vince and Andrew Charman. Bernie and Jars, 104.7 Triple M.
Well, Australian Open started, Jars, you know that?
Today, yep.
Yep. And you know, the other day I was watching the tennis and some funny things happen in tennis. They really lose their cool more than anyone in any sport.
They're sport brats.
Aren't they?
I think smash their
selfish.
Racket.
They get free rackets because they smash them.
Yeah, but I don't like it. It's a terrible look.
Yeah, the trend at the moment.
What is it?
I've seen it from a couple of players. They walk up to the umpire's chair and they're smacking. Surely they get kicked straight out for that and lose the game.
Did he get banned for that? Suspension? No.
No, play on.
No.
How do they get away with that? Anyway, I was watching and this is a little bit downtoned from that, but the player asked the ball or the, is it the, I think it's the ball girl.
Ball girl, yeah.
If she would answer... open his banana.
I beg your pardon?
Open his banana.
To peel the
The fruit.
No.
Because he doesn't want to get banana skin on his fingers.
Oh, you
crap. So the ball girl, she's probably only about 12. She's come up going, well, what do I do? She looked all confused and up and then she was about to do it.
Did he get slapped for that?
You know what the chair umpire said?
What?
No.
Oh,
open your own bloody banana. Well, and I'm with him.
What was the tennis player's name?
I was like, something like that, because that's what they all are.
Oh, honestly.
But Djokovic plays tonight.
The Joker.
I'll be tuning into that to watch. He's a star.
Nah, disappointing to hear that.
Mm. And, you know, in other news, Grundy, 7-year deal. What do you think? What are your thoughts on those big, long deals?
Absolutely. Well, 25, he's a superstar.
7 years.
Yeah, he's a superstar.
It comes with some risk.
Yeah, well, like every player does.
Well, 7 years is a long time.
It doesn't matter, Byrne. And how much?
Well, they're talking a mil a year. That's pretty good retirement fund, isn't it?
Will this affect poor Collingwood's salary cap? Because Jordan De Goey, Darcy Moore and Scott Pendles are all out of contract end of 2020.
Well,
does that affect?
Has to squeeze them. Surely. So, they've got some stars in there. Like Treloar's on plenty as well. Yeah. They've got players in there. They're on big money. And I don't know how they... are going to fit all those players in. So one of their stars is going to go.
Yeah.
And I think it might be De Goey.
I'm with you.
I think he might go somewhere and get a Dustin Martin type deal to leave maybe North Melbourne. They've been after a star for a long time.
Yeah.
And he could be the one. They had a little nibble at him, I think, before he signed this 2-year deal. Mm-hmm. But I can see him going there because they're after a star and they need one.
And I know for a fact.
Oh, hang on,
man.
This is fact, Jarman's facts. No. Look out. Look out, Murph.
I know.
Quote me on that.
Jordan De Goey will demand top dollar.
Oh, yeah.
And I know that he'll have a massive year because when players know that they're out of contract, what happens to their performance?
Well, they train a little bit harder. They do everything right, Jars, because it's their career.
We get a spike.
A real spike.
Now, just quickly before we wrap up, our first show, who's the better ruckman, Big Gorney or Grundy?
If I was putting my list management hat on right now, I'd take Grundy.
Because he's younger. You've seen him.
Well, I think they're different ruckmen. Mm. Honestly, I think they're obviously the two clear standouts and probably throw Nat Nui in at his best.
Yeah.
But they're different. Grundy is a real mobile. He's like an extra midfielder, picks up 25. He had 30 possessions a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Max Gorn, although he doesn't get as much as the footy, he's aerially unbelievable. Down back, he goes up forward. The only thing is he can't kick a goal to save himself, but he does.
Most
he clunks them
like
and he
that.
Saves a lot of goals for Melbourne.
You put Max Gorn in, say, a Hawthorn.
Mm.
Do they win a premiership?
I think Melbourne could go close.
I think
they're going to bounce back. Jose, what are we having to bet? You have to wear your jocks
betting.
On the outside.
Stop. I do bet.
So what are you? You're not a man, or you do?
You're not a man now.
But I do have history.
Jesus, careful.
So you reckon? Yeah. So you reckon Max Gorn will win a premiership with Melbourne?
Well, I think he can.
I don't think so.
Well, that's a big statement to make. But
in a Hawthorn.
Why a Hawthorn better than Melbourne?
Because they're a very good football side, and they get Mitchell back this year. Mate, they're going to be dangerous. Patton's up forward. The Hawks.
Yeah,
I'm only just thinking of the top, Matt, your blokes. Well, good luck. You've got a slow midfield.
Yeah.
And if Jordan Lewis is still playing, God.
Mate, he retired, you dingbat. Don't you listen to anything I tell
done,
you.
Burn.
We made it. This is it.
Are we? Am I driving you home tonight, or are we back again tomorrow? What's going on?
If you give me a little kiss and a cuddle, I'll let you drive me home.
No, but anyway, thanks, Sean. Thanks, family.
See you tomorrow,
5:30.